gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 20th, 2017. Welcome to Day 305. Donald Trump designated North Korea as a state sponsor of terrorism and said the Treasury Department will announce new sanctions on the country. The New York Times, Bloomberg, CNN, and Politico are reporting that Trump described the move as a very large one and said that the designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea in support of his administration's maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime. The designation was originally rescinded by George W. Bush in 2008 in an attempt to negotiate a nuclear deal. The Washington Post and Politico say Nebraska regulators approved the Keystone XL pipeline. The 3-2 vote came 4 days after the existing Keystone pipeline leaked approximately 5,000 barrels of crude oil in South Dakota. The pipeline will transport up to 830,000 barrels of crude oil each day from Canada's oil sands and North Dakota's shale fields to refineries on the Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, CNN and The Washington Post say Kellyanne Conway suggested that the White House supports Roy Moore because we want the votes to pass tax reform. Conway was discussing tax reform on Fox News when she began hammering Doug Jones, the Democrat in the Alabama Senate race, saying he will be a vote against tax cuts. Fox News host Brian Kilmeade interrupted, "So vote Roy Moore?" Conway replied, "I'm telling you that we want the votes in the Senate to get this tax bill through." Conway's comment comes less than a week after saying, quote, "No Senate seat is worth more than a child," end quote. Robert Mueller requested documents from the Justice Department related to the firing of James Comey. ABC News says investigators are seeking emails related to the firing, as well as to Jeff Sessions' recusal from the investigation, not only those circulated between Justice Department officials, but any related communication that they had with the White House. Jared Kushner failed to disclose that a senior Russian official tried to arrange a meeting between Putin and Trump. The New York Times and NBC News say the Senate Judiciary Committee accused Kushner of withholding an email from Alexander Torshin, who claimed to be acting at the behest of Putin in a May 2016 email. The subject line read, quote, "Russian backdoor overture and dinner invite." Torshin's email came a few weeks after a professor with ties to the Russian government told George Papadopoulos that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails. Spanish anti-corruption officials say Torshin is a godfather of the Russian mafia. The Washington Post and CNN say Hope Hicks and White House counsel Donald McGahn are scheduled to meet with Mueller in the coming weeks. Of course they're worried, said a Republican in frequent contact with the White House, describing the current atmosphere. It's going to be a long winter. Another person close to the administration said that some staffers are now jokingly asking, "Good morning, are you wired?" whenever they gather in the morning at the White House. BuzzFeed News says General H.R. McMaster mocked Trump at a private dinner, calling him dope and idiot. The National Security Advisor added that Trump has the intelligence of a kindergartner. CNN says Trump called on the NFL to suspend Marshawn Lynch for standing during the Mexican national anthem and sitting during the U.S. national anthem. Trump tweeted that the Oakland Raiders running back showed, quote, "great disrespect. Next time, NFL should suspend him for remainder of season. Attendance and ratings way down," end quote. A day earlier, Trump weighed in on three UCLA basketball players. Quote, "I should have left them in jail." The New York Times and Politico say Trump took credit for the release of the three players arrested for shoplifting in China, but took to Twitter after the father of one of the players cast doubt on how much Trump was involved in freeing the players. Quote, "Shoplifting is a very big deal in China, as it should be. 5 to 10 years in jail, but not to Father LeVar," Trump tweeted. "Should have gotten his son out during my next trip to China instead. China told them why they were released. Very ungrateful." In a second tweet, he added, quote, "I should have left them in jail." And now to the polls. The Hill says 70% of Americans think Puerto Ricans aren't getting the hurricane relief they need, up from 62% last month. That's all for now. Visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. Just a final note, sorry this episode sounded like garbage. I'm actually missed my flight back to New Jersey and I'm on the road trip now up from Georgia back to the Garden State. It'll be much better tomorrow. Bye.